Costco to sell marijuana by the bushel. 20th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Issaquah, Washington. James Senegal, CEO of Costco Wholesale Corporation, today announced that effective today, April 20th, 2007, the company would begin selling marijuana in bushel-sized wholesale bales to the public. Senegal cited market research showing that Costco's current offerings were not appealing to the stoner segment of the market, now estimated to number 69 million. Quote, those baby boomers will love our plasma screen TVs and porterhouse steaks once we get them in the stores, but we need something to hook them in, like marijuana, unquote, said Senegal. Costco signed an exclusive contract for its West Coast supply of weed with Stoner High School, a major exporter of the crop. At a press conference, SHS Minister of Finance Teresa Osborne estimated this will generate nearly $666 billion extra dollars in credit points. $666 billion extra credit points, or $92.5 billion U.S. dollars, most of it earmarked to the school's alcohol budget, added SHS Director of Controlled Substances Maximilian Delarkey. Quote, hey, dude, this is sweet, man. Totally groovy. What was I saying? Unquote. Because of the massive quantities purchased by Costco, Senegal negotiated substantial bulk discounts for the marijuana and has stated that Costco intends to pass the savings on to customers, pegging the price of weed at an astoundingly low $4.20 per bushel, as advertised in the latest newspaper circulars. Market analysts also believe, among other things, this will improve customer loyalty. Costco COO Dick DiCherio says, quote, they'll keep coming back for more. It's an irresistible bargain. We will also be expanding our cookie and soda aisles to accommodate an increase in munchie purchases as projected by our market research department, unquote. The weed, which will be sold under Costco's Kirkland signature brand, will be available in stores today. Long lines of unkempt, red-eyed figures were seen lining up outside shuttered Costco warehouses, waiting for the stores to open. One particular customer said, quote, dude, it's so awesome. Like, man, it's worth the 9-hour wait. Yeah, I would want to, like, show up after they, run out, man. Unquote. Anti-corporate activists suggested this dumping of weed was designed to push mom-and-pop corner vendors of marijuana out of business. Costco Watch said in a press release, quote, once again, corporate America has decided to act in the interest of the bottom line, regardless of the negative consequences to the little guy, unquote. An anonymous spokesperson for United Weed Dealers agreed, quote, commenting that, quote, Costco's predatory pricing is destroying the livelihoods of dealers on the street, unquote. Far out, man. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.